Hey best friend, it's your favorite girl Stacy, and she's back again. Yeah, I'm sorry I've not recorded any podcast in a while now. The girl has been going through a lot has been happening. Stress of life, work, school, life issues, just everything basically. So today I want to share with you guys my faith story. First of all, how are you doing? How are you? Hope you're fine. Hope you're holding up. How are you holding up? How are you coping? I know life can be really stressful sometimes. Life has so many ups and downs, but I hope we are doing fine. I hope we are holding up so good. Don't worry, God got you. God sees you. God knows what you're going through. I mean, he understands how you feel. So definitely he will always be there for you. All you have to do is go to him in prayer. Talk to him like your friend. He's your friend. He hears you. He listens. He'll answer you. He'll come through for you. Just talk to him like you're talking to your friend. Go to him always. Go to him in prayer. He should be the first option before you even talk to your friends. Talk to God first. I mean, he answers prayers. I mean, he sees you, really. He sees you. Like, emphasis on he sees you. There are billions of humans on earth, but God sees you. He takes personal interest in us individually. Okay, so guys, today I'll be sharing my faith story. This is actually a podcast that it took me a while to do. I've always wanted to do this, but I was so skeptical. Before I even started recording this video, I was feeling heightened. I was feeling uneasy and all of that. Like, why am I sharing this huge part? This is a huge part of me, and I'm sharing it. And before I even started, I had to like pray. I was like, God, please help me. Give me calmness. Give me ease. Like, give me ease to do this video. I had to do this audio. I had to like play some Christian songs just to give myself ease, to calm my nerves down and all. So guys, I'll be sharing how I started, how I became a born-again Christian, I will share everything. Like, you guys know me, I don't like to mince words. I'll say everything as it is. I will talk it. I'm gonna talk it. So I came from a Christian home. Yes, my parents are Christians. Christians. You know, they carry God play. Like, my parents are serious Christians, so they raised us to know God. They taught us about God. But the only difference is that my parents were Jehovah's Witnesses. Yeah, so no, they have a different belief. They studied the Bible, yes, but they have a different belief about God, about Christianity and all of that. But it's not like it's a bad thing or something, but I mean, as we all grow up now, as children we tend to choose our own path for ourselves. We tend to just do what we want as individuals. No, the whole time I was there, yeah, I saw my parents going, I saw my parents dedicated. My mom, oh, she loved God so much. Oh, she was always praying. I admire those things. Like, I really admire those things. I learned how to pray. I learned how to love God. I was taught these things. But one thing I did not do was I did not make the truth my own. It was always my parents' church. There were things that were going on there that I did not like. I was not comfortable with. But I mean, my parents' church. I mean, can I talk? Who dashed me mind? They will just kill me. So it's just like that. I was basically living my life. I was doing me. I was in between, like, I had mixed feelings about the whole religion and all of that. It's not like they were not serving God. Not like they are bad people or anything, but deep down inside my heart, I knew that wasn't what I wanted. I knew that wasn't where I wanted to be. So it got to a point, I stopped attending. I mean, we've grown up now. So I left the house, and I left the house, they're staying alone. I stopped attending. Even when I was at home, I stopped attending. Like, everybody knows I'm no longer attending with them. Like, they'll do their stuff, they'll not call me because I was no longer interested. Like, I started losing interest. So at some point, I was so depressed. God, I knew that I wanted a better relationship with God. I wanted a relationship with God. Like, I wanted intimacy. Like, not just a relationship. I wanted intimacy with God. That was what I wanted. But I wasn't getting it. I wasn't getting it. So I was so depressed. I was always sad. I was so sad. Like, every day I would cry myself to bed. I'm like, God, I want to know you. Like, I don't want to know you because my parents are this or my parents are that or my parents are no. I want to know you for you. Who are you? Like, who really are you? I've always been this girl that, oh, pretty girl, she got her life together. I've always been very hardworking right from time. So I've always been this kind of person that, like, I don't stress for things. Yeah, I don't stress for things. I see anything I want at my disposal. That's the kind of person I've always been. So this girl, no, they worry herself. She is stressed. If I want this thing, I don't stress. I just have it. I've been that girl that if it's the men, I don't struggle for men. They just come, as in, all I have to do is just pick. I've never really like been single, because the moment I'm coming out of this relationship, I'm going to the next one. So either I'm defining, either it's your money I want, or I don't know, I've never really had that chance to be single. Like, it's always been, I don't want to say go to girl life, because I mean, I don't like suffering. So I've just always had things at my disposal, like whatever I wanted, how I wanted it to go. Like, I just had people. Like, I had people I could call at every whim. I was just that girl. Like, I did not like suffering. Like, who likes suffering? I don't like suffering at all. So I've just always had things. Like, everything I wanted, I had it at my disposal. So I wasn't just used to anything that has to do with hard life. I mean, like, as this man is going, I don't even need to talk too much. There's always somebody to replace you. That's the kind of life I was living. At some point, I knew that I wanted something more. I wanted God. I knew that I wanted God. But, I mean, where would I get him from? I mean, me that's not even sure of what I wanted to do in my life. I'm just going to church. Yes, and my parents are, let's go, carry your bag. I'm just following. I had to stop going. Like, I just stopped. Like, I'm like, this is not what I want. This is not where I want to be. Like, I'll wake up in the midnight and I will cry till morning. So that I will cry for hours. Like, I'm praying. I'm telling God, God, please. What? This girl wants you. Lord, I need you. Like, I need you. I need you. I want to feel you. I want this intimacy with you. I was always crying every day. I was so depressed. I was so sad. It's how people cannot even believe that God will actually make me sad. Like, I was sad because I knew that I wanted something else. I wanted something different. I wanted something extra. That wasn't just what I wanted. So this faithful day now, I went to see a friend, and I didn't want to go to her church, so she begged me, let's just go. And I was like, okay, I mean, I will not die, shabby, let me just go. So that's how I went to her church. So that day, on the first day I went there, I got healed. I got healing, like, it wasn't even the healing, the teaching, the everything. I'm like, I think I love it here. But yeah, I'm not really sure, but I know I like what I hear. I love what I'm hearing. I love what is going on. I mean, you get. So I was like, okay, let's try. So I wasn't really consistent yet. I was still going through the, I'm not sure what I want to do with my life. I'm not really sure where I want to be. I should just leave anything that has to do with religion and just be on my own, mind my business and all of that. So I said attending. I was just gradually, they had a program. Then after a few months, like 2 months down the line, they had a program. I attended the program, and that was like a life-changing program for me. Then like 2 months later, and I told myself, yes, I think I found where I wanted to be. I found what I wanted to do. I think I found where I want to be. Now me being convinced about where I wanted to be took months. I needed to be sure what I was doing. At some point I would stop going. I was confused. I would pray. I would ask God for direction. And I'm like, okay, so this is where I wanted to be. Then I decided that, hey, I want to give my life to Christ. That was the beginning of my problem. Guys, the very day I said I wanted to give my life to Christ, and I was like, okay, I wanted a new lifestyle. I wanted change. I just wanted God. I think I found God, but I mean, I have to be willing. I have to let he let him, like, I'm gonna have to let go and I have to let him. That's the only way that I can get intimacy with him. I mean, I have to get to know him better. And all these things are holding me back. I will not be able to. I need to get to know God. Like, I need to let go of certain things if I really want to hold God. And I'll, like, give my life to Christ. Hey. Ah. Hey. That was when I knew that the devil doesn't really like people serving God. I mean, after giving my life to Christ, it's like everything that I once had, everything that I once knew, everything that was me left me, like legit left. Everything left me. Everything. When they say virtue left me. My business stopped working. Like, people stopped patronizing me just like that for no reason. I mean, imagine people not patronizing you for months, and now these people that were always there at your convenience, I've let them go. I've everything that I held on so tight, I've let everything go. Oh, the relationships, the men, the everything, I've let everything go. Like, I laid everything down, and the only business I had that was, like, okay, helping me, everything, it's like everything was crashing. It's like my whole life was crashing right in front of me. This happened for like 2 to 3 months. I mean, imagine not having sales for almost 3 months. God, I would cry my life out. Like, I cried every night. There was no day I did not cry. There was no day I wasn't crying. I was like, God, why? Because serving you have to be difficult. I mean, does it have to be really difficult serving you? Does it? I cried my life. God, I cried. I would cry every day. Every day. I would cry like, at that point, what I was doing was I was always listening to sermons that would help strengthen my faith. I was reading my Bible. So that's how I started, like, cultivating Bible study habits. I was reading my Bible every day. I was only listening to Christian songs. So I stopped listening to secular songs. I had to, like, go download worship songs, download the gospel songs. That was the only thing I was listening to. I stopped listening to secular songs. All the friends that I had then, like all these friends, the hot girls, the slay queens, people that would actually make me want to go back to where I came from, I cut everybody out. That period of my life wasn't easy. I cut everybody off. Like, I cut people out. Like, people that were not good for my spiritual growth, I cut everybody out. I deleted their numbers. I blocked them. Like, you cannot reach me. No access. Like, I was the only thing I had was my Bible, was God. That's all I had. My family. That's the only thing I had. And few friends that were actually that loved God. Few friends that had my back. That period, I was going through a lot. Like, see, I went through a lot. I saw hell. I mean, there is nobody for you to call. Anybody you call, they want something in return. No, who nobody to call. Like, the only person I can call is God. And probably my family members. Nobody to call. Like, my life, I was going through tests. Like, I was going through tests. I was tested. Like, I knew that. That's when I knew that serving God comes with a lot. You have to be ready and willing to do it. It's not easy to serve God. Sometimes some people's trials and temptations last for a year, some 6 months, some 2 years. See, a month. There is no time frame. But all you have to understand that, yes, God, if you're serving God, you have to understand that I have to let go of everything and serve God. No matter what comes my way, I will serve God. No matter what comes my way, I will hold on to God. I will hold on to Christ. I will love him. Like, I will love him regardless. Whether it's favorable for me or not, I will still love him. That is one thing. That's one thing that every Christian should understand. Your walk with God can never be easy. It was never easy with me. And trust me, so many Christians are going through the same thing. Like, the process I went through, Christians are going through it. So after that period, then things are getting better little by little. Then I now went into a relationship. I mean, this guy was was cute, was, I felt like it was all I wanted. Handsome, good looking. At first he pretended that he loved God because he knew that I needed a God fearing man. So he was pretending like he loved God at first, in the beginning of the relationship. So I was like, oh, I mean, this person loves God. This person is just like basically everything I want. Yeah, okay. Let's go see how it goes. Little did I know that all these things were just, as in, he was just a wolf in sheep's clothing. Along the line, I started seeing things that wasn't what I was seeing in the beginning. Then I started praying. I was like, I understand that there's no perfect relationship, but there are some things that I can't take. Someone that doesn't have fear of God, someone that doesn't have love for God, it's a no-no for me. I don't know, like, no matter how we are doing it, it's a no-no. First of all, you need to love my father. It's just like you saying you want to love me, where I don't love my family. It's not possible. You cannot love me without loving my family, without loving my parents, without loving my siblings. It's not possible. So I was like, you have to love my father. God is my father. You have to love my father first before you can look. Because if you don't love my father, you will not know how to treat me. So you have to, first of all, love up on my father. Love up on him. He will not be the one to tell you, oh, this is my daughter. Oh, see what she likes. Oh, see what she doesn't like. Oh, see how I raised her. Oh. See, he'll be able to give you tips and advice on how to make the relationship or the marriage work. So at some point, I was helplessly in love, but still I was praying. I kept on praying about the relationship. Then God asked me to leave the man I was dating. Imagine you dating someone for a considerable amount of time, and all of a sudden, and you're like, you've sort of like built a life around this person. You guys are already planning marriage, like, you're already talking about marriage, like, you already have plans. Okay, we are talking about the future. This is not love, this is not like some child's play, this is not like some talking stage thing. Like, we're already planning marriage. He has already started furnishing his house because we're already planning on when are we going to see your parents. We're already talking about it, when we're going to see my parents and all. And God is saying, leave the man you're dating. I was like, God, it be like, say, you dey whine me, oh. God, you dey whine me, me. Hey. I was like, what's going on? God, I know that, Lord, I love you, but what is all of this? Like, why do I really have to go through this? I mean, why, like, does it have to be this hard? Does it have to be this painful? I was like, Father, I don't know, but if there's anything I know for sure is that I would love you. I vowed I was going to love you and serve you all the days of my life. No matter how difficult it is, I'm going to love you. I'm going to choose you over everything. It was hard. But I said, okay, God has asked me to leave this relationship. God asked me to leave him. Okay, fine. I am going to leave him. I mean, I've already developed this friendship with God to the point that I've started hearing God. God could speak to me. Like, there was a lot. My relationship with God became so intense. It became so intense that no matter how difficult things seemed, there was always a way out. I was always seeing light because I had so much trust and faith in God. Like, I had so much faith in him that he will never let me down. He will never, ever, ever, ever let me down. So there was this intense faith. There was this intense trust. You know, just like when a little child trusts his parents. Know that, even if they say, if your parents say, jump down from this place, you're going to jump down because, I mean, this is my father, this is my mother. They're definitely not going to watch me die. They're definitely not going to let me suffer. I mean, these people love me. They'll do anything to make me happy. So that's the kind of, that was the mindset I already had. Like, I already grew, I grew so close to God that if God say, jump, even in the middle of the night, God say, wake up and trek to another country. Omo, I wake up and I will do it. Because that's the kind of relationship I already built with God. That's the kind of relationship I built with him. It wasn't a day job. It was not something I built in a day. It was hard work, consistency, prayers. I had to like join a service unit in church. That even helped me better. After being in the church for months and I finally joined the service unit, it now helped me draw closer to God. Oh, there's always prayer, workers' prayer, this one, every... Oh, God, I had to like... I drew closer to God. to the point where I was now hearing God. God was speaking to me. He gave me discernment. He gave me, I was able to discern, like, between, I had a relationship. Like, I had intimacy with God. That's where my intimacy started coming from. Like, I was in love with God. Like, I was intimate. I became intimate. If you know what intimacy means, you understand how severe this is. I became intimate with God. Then it got to a point, you were like, oh, leave this guy you're with. That was the hardest. That was so hard. Like, I cried my life. Like, I almost died. I thought I was going to die. I thought I was going to die, honestly. I felt I was going to die. Like, I cried. I cried my life. I cried my life. Like, breaking up with him was one of the hardest things I had to do. But I still had to do it because, I mean, my father asked me, so I had to do it. So when I left the relationship, it was like, I don't even know. All I was praying for, I was just praying for healing. I told God, if truly you're gonna ask me to leave this relationship, if truly making you ask me to leave this relationship, yes, and I've listened to you. If truly, this is the best thing for me, please help me to heal so fast. I know that healing takes process. I understand the process will be there, but please help me to heal. Like, at least this intense pain that I feel, please just take it away. Like, just take this pain away from me. Lo and behold, in less than 2 weeks, it was like nothing happened. I'm like, wow. Hey God, what kind of God is this? Like, it was like nothing happened. The way the pain stopped, the way I stopped crying, the healing just came. It just happened. Like, I had friends that were consoling me. Oh, they sent me some things to listen to, some sermons to listen to that will help me. They sent me some gospel songs that will help me get strength, regain strength, help me, strengthen me, and all of that. In less than 2 weeks, it was like nothing happened. In less than 2 weeks, everything died. Just like the flame just died. Like, it just died instantly. I'm like, wow. Ha, God. So you love me like this. Like, you love me like this. Like, you listen to me like this. Hey, God. Why should I not serve you? Like, I mean, why should I not serve you? After that, it kept going and going and going and going. All of a sudden, he asked me to open a tribe, a community of women, where we study the Bible, pray together. I'm like, God, you know me, I'm the wrongest person. You cannot send me this kind of errand. Well, we cannot though. Why me? A whole me. Like, hey, what do I know? Like, what do I know? Where do I start from? You can't send me this errand though, because I don't think I can do it. I was praying. God said, I sent you with my daughter. Go into the world. I started. I was like, okay. And I prayed. I was like, where do I start from? How do I start? What do I do? I don't even know the name to call it. What do I even call it? Lo and behold, I was praying. God just gave me a name. It just came. Bam. I'm like, wow. 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 And if there's anything I've always learned, is delayed obedience is disobedience. So that's why the moment God says, do this thing, I do it so fast. I mean, even if it's not favorable, I still do it, because I mean, my father has asked me to, so I can't do that. My dad has given me an instruction. I have to do it immediately. So I started. It wasn't easy. That's like, that actually has to be the most difficult thing I'm actually doing at the moment. Like, that's the most difficult thing. Imagine, and we all know that it's not easy. Like, it's not easy to shepherd women. I mean, sometimes I get so overwhelmed that I will tell God, I don't think I can do this thing, find somebody else. But he'll be like, okay, I will strengthen you. After crying and praying and crying and praying, I'm like, God, I cannot. God, he always find a way to strengthen me, and we keep pushing. Then the next one he did, I was running this business. I mean, I used to be a sex therapist, yeah. So basically, it was like helping people enhance their sexual health and all of that. So I started the business like a year ago. It's more than a year and a few months ago, yeah. So it was going well. Like, the business was so lucrative. I mean, that was, I've not made such amount of money. Like, the first time for me to make money in millions was from that business. It was so lucrative. I mean, like, that was lucrative. It was a good business. So first of all, the first time I went for a program, I traveled for a program. After the program, it was like a program for women. It was a women's program. So I traveled for this program. So after the whole program, and I had a mind shift. I had a mind shift after the whole program. I was like, okay, yes, I know that I'm a sex therapist. I mean, sex enhancement products and all of that. And I started feeling some type of way. And I had like a mind shift. I was like, okay, maybe I should just channel this thing, focus on just married people. Because I started feeling some type of way. So I now started focusing on married people. I noticed it wasn't working because most of the people that were patronizing me were young people. Then I told God, I was like, okay, like, what do I do? Because, I mean, I know that I'm a Christian. I'm a born-again Christian. I'm serving you. I love you with all of me. Me promoting sex outside marriage is not ideal. It's very wrong. Even if I'm not doing it anymore, but I'm still selling the products. Yes, I know it's actually very wrong. So I want to focus on the married people. What do I do? So I started like channeling my attention to the married people, but it wasn't working. It wasn't giving me the result it was giving me when I was selling for everybody. So I was, at some point, all of a sudden the energy started dying. I started feeling some type of way about the business, the energy to post. I could not post again. Like, I was just feeling some type of way about the business. I was just feeling some type of way. Then, before then, I was actually always a makeup artist. I've been a makeup artist for the longest time. But then when I started doing this whole sex therapy thing, it's like I now shifted so much of my attention to that because it was more lucrative. It was making me so much money. So much money. Sometimes in a day. In a day, you're making sales about 30,000, 40K. 50, in a week, sometimes 100K, 200K. Like, I was now channeling all my attention to that. So along the line, and I'm like, okay, I was trying to be balanced. I mean, I have to be a balanced woman doing makeup and doing sex therapy. But there was so much money in sex therapy. But I was really enjoying what I was doing because of I was making so much money. Then, few months down the line, God asked me to go back to event plan. I used to be an event planner. I stopped because of the stress. I got admission into school, so the stress was much. I had to stop and all. So God asked me to go back to event planning. I had no idea what he was planning. So I went back to event planning. The moment I started, he gave me clients. I was like, why? I used to think that these are things that takes time before people get to know you as an event planner. Why did I just start and God is already giving me clients immediately? Okay, it wasn't so clear, but I did not actually understand. I mean, but it wasn't clear. I was like, okay, God just loves me very much. I mean, okay, no problem. 2 months later, I was praying on this faithful day. I was praying. And the next thing, God just spoke to me and said, close your business. Which of the business? The sex therapy. I'm like, God, you say what? I mean, he called the name of the brand V-Secret. Close V-Secret. Stop doing V-Secret. I'm like, I should close V-Secret. How? Prior to that, when I heard that, I rebranded. I got new products. I got new bags. I got new flyers. And everything. I spent so much money rebranding. I mean, if you know how these things work, if you run business, you know that rebranding takes so much money. Flyers, bottles, this one. I spent a lot of money. I'm like, so what did you say before I said rebranding? Why do you have to tell me now that I finished rebranding? Like, I finished rebranding, new package, new everything. And you're telling me to close. I'm like, this better be a joke, Lord. yes, I love you, I listen to you, but this better just be a joke. You can't be joking with him like this now. Ah, father, this is my future. I was upset. I was upset because I don't understand how you just I just felt like it was my imagination. Make I rest. And I called my friends. I was like, oh, see you. I was praying and God asked me to stop my business. How? I'm like, come on, the thing no clear for my ear, Shabo. It never still clear. They were just like, just go and pray about it. It could be God, it could not. But go and pray about it first. I started fasting. Like, I fasted for like days. I needed to be sure of what I was hearing. Because I know delayed obedience is disobedience. And I don't want to be the one to disobey God. And God knows, like, whatever he asks me to do, I will do it. So at some point, I felt like, why is God taking advantage of me? Because he knows I will do it. And you're always telling me to do things that are difficult. Why are you doing this to me? I felt bad. At that point, I felt bad. I was so upset. I was so upset with God. I'm like, God, because you know that if you ask me to do this, I'm going to do it. Why are you taking advantage of me? Why are you taking advantage of my kindness? It was crazy, really. It was crazy. I fasted for days. I was praying. Nothing changed. God still kept saying the same thing. Leave your business. Leave that business. Leave that business. He now told me, he was like, that was the reason why I asked you to go into event planning. So that you're a makeup artist already. You're making money from makeup. Okay? You're also making money from event planning. Focus on the both of them and let that one go. You already know that deep down in your heart, you already know that what you're doing is not ideal. Like, even if you're not, you cannot be doing something else and be preaching something else. It doesn't match. Like, let your words and your actions align. Do you understand? You know that you're serving me and you know that sex outside marriage is wrong. You cannot be selling product that will help people, that would, you know, you cannot be advising people to have sex outside of marriage. And I'm like, okay, but I already said I'm to channel it to just married people. And he was like, you know, it's not going to work. I was having a conversation with God. Hey, you're like, it's not going to work, just let it go. I have bigger plans for you. Hey God, that was the most difficult point of my life. Before then, I already set a target for the next year. I'm like, how many millions I wanted to make the next year. I already, like, how I'm going to influence. God, I already planned everything out. I'm like, God, why didn't you talk since? Why now? I mean, I cried. I cried my life. I cried. I was deleting pictures. I was clearing my social media, my Instagram page. I was clearing the product. I was crying. God, I was in pain. I was in severe pain. I felt sick. I felt really sick. I was like, hey God, does serving you have to be this hard? I'm like, I cried. Like, thinking about it right now, I just honestly want to cry. Like, I honestly want to cry because it was painful. A business I built, like, sweat and blood. I went through a lot just to build this business. Like, I've gotten the popularity. I've gotten the numbers. I've gotten the people. People knew me. In fact, people knew my business even more than they knew me. Without even saying anything, people knew my business. And now this, Lord, this, I've come this far already. This is a year of building this business. I've come so far. Why do you have to do this to me? I just had to understand that. I mean, you have to let go and let God. I had to like close the business down. That was the most, I've never been so hot. Even when I left that relationship, I wasn't as hot as I was when I left that business. I was hot. I was crying. I lost weight. I cried. I felt sick because it was like, that was a business I was making daily money. Daily money, like every day, shop banker, you must make money. It was a business that was so productive, so lucrative. And now God asked me to let go. I had to let go. Then that was when I now learned contentment. And I cut down on excesses, the way I was spending, the things I was doing. I had to cut down the way I had to reduce the way I was using both. Because using both, I had to reduce it. Like, I had to cut down on so many things. That was where contentment now came in. Because, I mean, I work for my money. So if I don't work hard for my money, where am I going to get the money from? So it's like, event planning is not something that happens every day. Not something that makes sales every day. When the money comes in bulk, but you have to spend wisely. If not, it will finish and you have to be waiting for the next job to come. So basically, that's how it runs. It's just like having a salary. If you exhaust your salary, I mean, you will be broke till the next salary comes. So I had to cut down on so many things. I learned contentment by force. Like, I legit learned contentment. It was the most difficult phase of my life. What actually helped me all these times was my relationship with God. I persevered in prayer. I persevered in prayer. Every day I was on my knees. I was praying. I was crying. I was always praying. I'm always praying. That was one thing that helped me. Bible study, prayer. I drew closer to God because that was anything that can help me. If I'm not close to God, I would not see the need, the essence of letting go of these things or making all these sacrifices because God asked me to. My faith in God grew stronger. It grew stronger. It grew stronger. That was another thing that, yes, the point I've gotten to, yes, things will happen. Like, things will definitely happen. Heavy things will happen. Bad things will happen. Ugly things will happen because that is life. But I feel like I've seen a lot of things. I don't think there's anything that will shake my faith anymore. Yeah, people will say, oh, I've not seen things. Difficulties will come or hard things will come. I know that hard things will come. But the point of which I've grown to understand that is God before everything. One thing I've just had in mind is everything happens for a reason. If God is letting me go through this phase, okay, he's letting me go through this phase for a reason. Maybe he has a better plan, or this other plan I had would not have favored. God sees the future. He sees the future. He's omnipotent. He's omnipresent. He sees. He knows everything. He has seen that, okay, if I continue to tow this path, it will not go well with me. Or if I continue to do this, it's not do well with me. If I continue to be in this relationship, oh, my marriage will crash. Oh, my marriage will not succeed and all of that. So right now, I've learned to see the bright side of things, and that's one thing that has helped me. Whatever, that's why it's easy for me to just obey. God says do this, I'll do it, even if it's hard, even if it's not something I'll be comfortable doing. But because I've learned to see the bright side of things, I've always learned to understand that yes, God knows what's best for me. He has my best interest at heart. He would never ask me to do something that will harm me or endanger me. So that's how much I trust him. That's how much I've come to love him. I know that, okay, this person, he has my back always. And it's how every time he asks me to do something difficult, he always brings a solution. He always heals me. If it's something that I need healing, he will always send healing for me. If it's something that I need a backup plan, he will always send backup plan. He always sends people to help me. He always sends people. Like, that's one thing. If I'm so stranded, all of a sudden, something just happened. Something happened one time. My rent was almost due. My rent was almost due. I was like, God, please, what do I do? I can't meet anybody for money. And you know why? Because I don't have anything to give in return. Anybody I meet now, they want me to give them something in return. I don't have anything to give in return. So I'm like, God, please, make a way for me. Or more. I was just one day after. Faithful day, I was just praying. After the prayer, I just received an alert because I was talking to God about my rent. Oh, my money is not complete. Oh, rent is almost due. I just received an alert of 100,000 naira. Where is the money coming from? I just checked description. Like, nobody who was going to send me money. I checked description. It said from an NGO to support those in need and all of that. I was so scared. I was crying. I was praying. I said, God, what is all this? I couldn't touch the money for like almost a month. God now told me to use the money that is mine. God, I cried. I was like, God. Like, wow. Like, is that how you do things? Like, I used to believe in miracles, but almost the miracle choke. This miracle choke me. See, this is one out of the many, the numerous that he has done. Like, he always puts people there to help me. He always puts things that he just always has. He has a way of making things favor me. See, if you want to serve God, if you want God, you have to let go and let God do. Let go of every distraction. It might not be easy. It is not easy. If I tell you it's easy, I lie to you. I kid you not. It's hard. Serving God is hard. Serving God is not easy. You have to be. You should be prepared for tribulation. Prepared for temptation. Prepared for hard life. They will disown you. If you get to a point, they will disown you. Sometimes they will abandon you. People that you love will leave you. Your friends will abandon. See, things will happen. See, things might not work well for you initially. But see, you have to hold on to your faith. Hold on to your faith. Hold on to that God that you say you want to serve. Don't sit on the fence. Don't sit on the fence. If you want God, don't sit on the fence. Let go of everything. But tell God, as in, I'm all your... God should be your everything. God should be your everything. He should be your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your mother, your father, your sister, your uncle, your auntie, your teacher, your mentor, your pastor, your everything. Make God your entire life. Like, have an intimate relationship with God. Intimacy, like, he should know everything. And one thing that will actually help you if you want to really cultivate a good friendship, a good relationship with God, is prayer. Go to God in prayer. Talk to your father. Don't talk to your father like you're talking to... Don't be careless about it. Don't be careless about it. Don't be slothful in worship. Don't be slothful in your praise, in your thanksgiving. Don't be slothful in your service to God. Be intentional about it. The way you chat with your friends, you gist with your friends, sometimes you don't know that, oh, 1 hour has gone, 2 hours have gone, 3 hours have gone. That is how you should be with God. Talk to God in prayer to the point where hours, but it's not a 5 minute prayer, it's not a 10 minute prayer, it's not even a 30 minute prayer, and it's not even something you do today, I don't do it again till the next 3 months, no, please, or till the next week. Every day talk to God in prayer. Every day talk to God in prayer. One thing that helped me my prayer life is using a worship playlist. I always love to play worship song when I want to start praying. It actually helps me. I just play a worship song, it actually helps me. So I actually did I compiled some worship songs you can use to pray, like a prayer playlist. You can follow me on Instagram and check for it. TDYHATRYBE. TDYHA_TRYBE tribe. The Deborahs, the full meaning of that thing is the Deborahs you heard about. So TDYHA_TRYBE. TRYBE. Follow me. You see my prayer playlist there. You make use of it. If you have an issue, send me a DM. We'll talk about anything that you want to talk about. And that thing you should never do is don't forget studying the Bible. See, you know God through the pages of the Bible. Study the Bible. Study your Bible. Be efficient about it. Be consistent. Study your Bible. Study your Bible. Study the pages of the Bible. Like, go to God. Like, see, make God your everything, and you will see things falling in place. Yes, in the beginning it might be hard, it might be difficult, and it will be. But I want you to understand that if you let go and let God, God will always be there for you. You will never be alone. God will never abandon you. I've never seen anybody that held on to God so close that God abandoned. Sometimes it takes a while to get, but you will always reap the reward of your faithfulness. Trust me, God loves you so much. He loves you so much to abandon you. I've seen God work for me. I've seen God in my life. I've seen God's hands in my life on countless occasions. And that's why I'm doing this recording. I hope this encourages somebody. I hope this meets somebody well. God loves you. God will always be there for you. I promise you. I promise you. God will never abandon you. All you have to do is cling on to him. Cleave to him. Make him your everything. Don't sit on the fence. Don't sit on the fence. Don't love God and be doing what you're doing. No. Love God and love God with your entire heart, your soul, your spirit, your mind, your body, your everything. And you're going to see God. He will show up for you. Trust me, he will show up for you. I hope this encourages somebody. Yeah. I'm sorry I was being so emotional because this is an emotional topic. That's why I've not really done this recording since. So I love you guys. I'll see you in my very next episode. Stay safe. Stay blessed. If you want to talk to me privately, hit me up on Instagram. TDYHA_TRYBE. I'll reply you as soon as possible. I love you guys. Bye.